Hi, everyone. It's me, the intern. Just here to remind you that we're publishing every other week now, once a fortnight. You know the deal. So please enjoy this episode and then enjoy the next one in 2 weeks. See you then. A desert, an oasis, a tower that no one believed in. Two lovers, kept apart by the sorceress who lives there. On a lonely night in 2667, one of the smitten entered that tower, along with four adventurers and Justice the Cheetah. Did they know what horrors awaited them when they crossed that threshold? I'm the intern, and this is Coffee, Cults, and Empires.
I had hiccups. It was awkward.
Oh, no.
I think I might have been rubbing my hands together aggressively.
Well, that's not sus.
It's not. It's totally normal. I was putting on lotion, if you must know.
I have to put lotion on right now. It's good to lubricate before we get started.
Oh, you think it's going to help you with the dice, like getting better rolls?
Hey, I got to get my lucky hands all nice and smooth before I toss the dice, you know?
Okay. So, been a bit. Almost forgot how to use my glaze.
Just kidding. Oh, I use it every day.
I mean, I think Tandem's got like two of them, right?
This is true.
It is just two, though. It's not, there's not like a third one.
No, I have not. No, there's not. There's not a third one.
It's 3,000 years old.
You stop that. Okay. And here I was, missing you all.
Oh, we miss you too.
Yeah, we miss you.
So, do we want to play? Does anyone remember what was going on? I think I have some notes about last time. Okay, yes. So, my notes from last time are failed to not escalate visit with sorceress. Rolled initiative.
I like failed to not escalate as a...
Succeeded at getting a surprise round, you mean?
As in, we're the ones that are really surprised?
Yeah, I mean, she started it. Did she?
She super started it.
She had attitude. I was just defending us.
Yeah, no, I'm with Rosavine here. This was not... her fault at all. She was pretty cordial, really.
She was sassy.
Cordially sassy?
I didn't mind the cordial sassiness. I minded when she started casting spells on my party members. Also, like, there was the whole daughter in the other room probably tied up.
The question is how much do each of you actually know about that?
I think nothing except for... Eurekus, who was enchanted to go home, right?
Yeah, I was enchanted to go home.
I think I verbally demanded that the daughter be brought out to speak for herself, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did.
That part, yes, but you don't know that she's in another room upset. For all we know, she can't stand Stagok.
Yeah. For all I'm thinking she's probably dead is what I'm thinking.
Oh, no.
My theory is that she doesn't actually exist at all. She's just like... made up entirely.
Like some sort of shared delusion between Tagok and the sorceress.
Maybe just Tagok. There's an illusion.
See, the thing is, Tagok has been right about a bunch of things, though. Like, I was gonna doubt Tagok until there was a tower in the desert. And now there's this whole, I don't need to bring out the daughter, just listen to me. Like, I'm pretty sure Tagok's right about everything.
I don't know about everything, but Tagok's probably right. I just like the sorceress is actually using a simulacrum to control Tagok, and Tagok is actually her pawn.
That'd be pretty good, in which case the sorceress absolutely started it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been saying.
Oh, yes. It is her fault, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
See, no matter what, we're justified.
This is why I like you.
Spoken like a true adventurer.
Does everybody have a pretty good idea of where their character is mentally and physically?
I know I was trying to leave, but Justice was blocking the door.
Yeah, I think the way I summarized it was that you feel like you really need to go and head home. And that's super important to you right now.
Okay.
Does anyone know a way to dispel suggestion?
S-U-G-G-E.
No, I dispel.
Dispel.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have that.
There's my counter spell, which is just Eldritch Blast. I'm gonna try that real quick here.
So what you're saying is you don't have anything better than Eldritch Blast?
I mean, well, you're going to see what I got.
And it's going to be mostly Eldritch Blast.
But yeah, like that's my main, you know, I'm really hoping that having a lot of hit points is not a thing she's great at.
All right. You know, I'm into this. Let's see how many hit points she's got.
I don't have a picture of this room up right now. Is there somewhere in the room where I can be within 5 feet of the sorceress, but not within 5 feet of anybody I like?
If I remember, the sorceress was all by herself by the giant table.
Yeah, so you guys are on the other side of the table. I don't know if we have established how big the table is. We do have the seating chart.
Well, it is no more than 30 feet because that's the range of suggestion.
So, see, Justice is in the chair next to you. Eurekus has wandered away.
No, Justice is blocking Eurekus.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I think if you back up a little bit from the table, then Tagok and Eurekus's two friends. So this is an interesting question, is what do Eurekus's friends do when Eurekus gets up and starts walking away? I think they probably follow her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been their behavior this whole way.
Yeah. So they're probably just all standing behind her while she stands in front of Justice. So you guys came in, the door was behind you, and you had to walk some ways. If you're sitting at the table, if you're looking at the table diagram, then like off to your left, up in the Rufert direction, but past Rufert is where the stairs was that Rufert was trying to hide in the shadows of. Poorly.
Like a boss. Knowing this would happen, supposing I might cause it.
But the door is back behind y'all. Tagok might be angrily banging on the table. I think we just rolled initiative.
I have no idea what I rolled.
I've got initiative order up. So presumably we did something, or maybe we just went directly into initiative.
Yeah, we rolled initiative and said to be continued.
Yeah, I think basically everyone was like, I want to do this thing. And I was like, oh, if only we had some way of determining what order people got to do action. So first up in the initiative order is Helena.
Oh, good, because I need everyone to stay away from this person. So she won't be mucked about with people all around her. So I'm going to try a thunderclap because I figure that it might damage her, and even if it doesn't, maybe the daughter will hear it. So I want to get 5 feet away from everybody else, and within 5 feet of her.
Oh, okay. Are you going to charge her?
Oh, hell no.
I mean, you have to get close to her.
Well, sure, but I don't have to run. It's not that big of a room, and my movement's not terrible. So I think I'm going to do that, you know, conference room scoot that people do.
Wait, they're going to scoot your chair around the table, or are you going to slide across the top of the table?
That would be awesome, but no, I don't want to be prone on this giant table.
The conference room scoot across the top of the table that people do.
I don't know what kind of conferences you go to, but I want to come.
Telling you, the magics, we have the best conferences.
It's a power move.
I'm not like standing up off of the floor such that would take my whole movement. I assume that I can get out of the chair and go around the side of this table and get within 5 feet of this chick.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's not exactly directly charging.
Yeah. You know, I'm keeping it casual and then thunderclapping the hell out of her. So the DC on that is 15 and it's a constitution save.
Oh, wow. That's a great first roll. That would be a natural one.
Let's start, everyone. We're doing so good.
I mean, if you want her to fall and hit her head, I wouldn't be mad about that.
That'd be an extremely amusing thing. Okay, what are the effects of Thunderclap?
That might be the only way we get out of this fight a lot.
She now thinks she's one of our friends. Let's recruit her.
What is the effect of failing your Thunderclap?
This is a Thunderwave, right?
Thunderclap.
No. Thunderclap.
I rolled 9 points of thunder damage.
Okay.
And it can be heard within 100 feet. So if the daughter is not locked in a room, she's just not in this room, maybe she'll hear it.
Ah, okay.
I mean, maybe minions will as well, so it's a bit of a gamble.
Okay, so you said 9 points of damage?
Correct.
Okay. I think you have an attack of opportunity against you by the lizard that was under the table in front of you.
You did mention something about a surprise round last session.
We can say that this is like a quasi-surprise, and yeah, we'll just skip the reaction for this time around.
Surprise, there's a lizard under your table.
Maybe the lizard isn't surprised.
We'll say the lizard is at least surprised enough to not react.
Yeah, I mean, hell, if it's within 5 feet of me, it can go ahead and take 9 points of thunder damage.
That is an interesting point.
Does it, like, follow her while she's, like, doing her office scoot?
Well, the question is I'm trying to decide which lizards are where. Spoiler.
That is an important question. Does anyone really know where the lizards are? I mean, actually, apparently not.
Okay, I'm making some decisions here.
They're like ethereal lizards where they could be anywhere until you measure them. If you look at them, it changes where they are.
Whoa.
Oh, I know where that one should go.
Is it the observer effect? Is that why they change?
It's because they're really embarrassed.
Oh, what are they embarrassed about?
Because they look like lizards.
Lizards are cute.
So this lizard, you said 9 points of thunder damage?
Yeah, 9 points of thunder to anybody within 5 feet of me.
So Anna Blondley does not make her saving throw and screeches a bit. So in addition to the loud thunder noise that everyone hears, also the like close to your ear talking continues and she screeches in your ear a bit. She took 9 damage. So we're going to go ahead and do that constitution save. Okay, and that'll do it. So concentration is maintained. Eurekus is still commanded. As a response to that, rocks fall from the ceiling.
Everybody dies?
No. But there are, not from the ceiling, but like on the walls and stuff, it's a stone tower, and some of the what you thought were rustic decorations, upon her getting hit with that thunder wave.
Thunderclap.
Thunderclap, yeah. Some rocks fall.
She really needs to build her architecture better, you know. Every loud noise is knocking pieces off this tower. It's really kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Helena needs to make a dexterity save, please.
Let me find the thing that tells me how good I am at that. Whoops. Okay. That is a 19 total.
That'll do it. You dodge out of the way of the rocks that fall on you, or are trying to fall on you.
Suck it, rocks.
Up next in the order are some lizards.
So wait, is this actually a surprise round, or?
No, it was like this, like, it's a pseudo surprise.
Gotcha. It's surprising that we're doing this round and that we're still alive, mostly.
So Helena went that way. I think it is going to follow. You don't realize that this was what happened, but a lizard lunges out from under the table. So you're jumping away from the rocks that are falling on you, and a lizard jumps out to bite you.
Okay.
15. Does that hit?
Oh, man. How do I not know? Wait, hold on. Finding AC. Yes, it does.
Okay. That'll be 9 piercing damage.
Well, that's not cool.
And then the lizard that you hit also tries to bite you. Oh, and that's a crit.
Okay.
8 plus 2, that's 10 piercing damage.
Well, I'm still alive, but I'm not a happy person. I mean, I guess that's always true.
Status quo maintained.
Are these lizards helping you self-actualize? Like,
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, Rufert, lizard jumps out and bites you. That'll be a 20, not nat 20.
Yeah, that hits.
Only 5 damage.
Jealous.
And then Georg, a lizard jumps out from under the table and bites at you. That'll be 14 plus 4, 18.
No.
Okay, so it bites at you and just like bounces off your armor.
It bites your metal boot and you're like, oh, well, I guess we're doing this.
I was really confused up until this point. I thought we were having a nice, normal conversation. Eurekus is going home. Helena was just going towards, you know, doing a cool table slide.
I feel really justified by this new narrative because like, I thought I was initiating things, but it's really the lizard's fault now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, lizards are mean.
And maybe Helena, but all she made is a loud noise. Like,
yeah, the lizard bites your boot and is clamped onto it and looking up at you and you're looking down at the lizard and there's this really awkward moment of like, oh, what?
I sort of shake my leg a little bit.
And I guess it did not grapple you, so it lets go.
Bad lizard. No.
Yeah, I looked down disapprovingly. That's exactly right.
It's got like a mouthful of oil.
Mostly because you let loose the oil valve earlier.
Probably some sand as well.
Oh, yeah. Sand and oil. Ooh, that's got to taste great.
Okay, Rufert, you're up.
All right. So I'm going to move kind of in a circle clockwise around the sorceress. I want to remain within 30 feet. Let's get within 20 feet of the sorceress, but be as far away from this accursed table as I can get.
Because you know that lizards come out from the table?
No. I think the table's going to do something else. This is like clearly some crazy magic table.
Evil magic table.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take an attack of opportunity.
That's fine.
The lizard, 18 plus 4.
Golly, these lizards are rolling well. All right, yeah, fine. Yeah, it hits.
And that's 6 damage.
Golly, okay. Away from the freaking table lizards. And, oh yeah, also I'm trying to get out of, like, fireball range with my friends. I'm pretty, I know how this goes, so.
I see, with my quote, friends.
Uh-huh. I have not once fireballed you.
Yet.
Yeah. No, you're not going to be doing it either. Someone else is. So yeah, I'm going to be out in the middle of the room behind the sorceress if I can get that far away from everybody else. And then I'm going to do a couple of Eldritch Blasts.
Okay.
Hit her with my favorite toy.
Okay.
Oh, I am not going to hit her with my favorite toy.
Do you miss?
Oh, wait. No, I have this. I do miss with one of them, but I probably. Maybe she's really weak. Let's see. Okay. Hold on. So it's a 13 to hit and a 26 to hit.
The 13 does not hit. What was it?
26.
Yes, that hits. So one of them goes wide, burns a bit of cloth or something.
Mm-hmm.
What is the damage on that?
Sad 7 damage.
Okay, but she is needing to roll concentration. Ooh, and that is a failure. So, Eurekus, you are not really sure why you felt the need to go home, but that need is totally gone.
Oh, okay.
That's the end of your turn, right, Rufert?
I'm going to use a bonus action to give myself a d6 of healing. I'm feeling those okay. Lizards. That was sad. Yeah, and then that's my turn. Got 6, finally rolled something good. All right.
So, Harmony, does Eurekus react at all to that sudden realization?
Literally, the only thing on my mind is I hate lizards.
As established. And I guess, do you want to let your friends know that you are no longer heading home?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I do like a really nice dramatic turn. And like my hair just flips perfect, like the way it catches the light.
Nice.
Is amazing. And I go, Eurekus is back.
Excellent.
You're screwed now.
Excuse me?
Our secret weapon is here.
What?
He's complimenting you.
Oh, okay. I misinterpreted. I'm sorry. I have a lot of adrenaline going on right now.
Up next in the order is Justice. Rosaphine, Justice is making sure that Eurekus doesn't leave, but I don't think that the Justice is sophisticated enough to understand that that is moot.
I mean,
I think you can tell Justice to do something else.
Yeah, I asked Justice to prevent her from leaving. Justice isn't, I mean, she's only animal smart, but I think that if she doesn't have to do the task that she was doing anymore, she could pounce on somebody. So how many lizards can Justice see?
Pasty lizards.
Or smell. How many lizards can Justice smell?
Justice was growling at them earlier, probably knows about all of them.
Great. What's that number?
Well, during the lizard round, there were 4 lizards that attacked.
You could whisper it in Justice's ear if you need to.
Justice won't tell anyone. She can't count that well.
Hitting the floor once each for...
So, you know, this is interesting. I don't know that knocking a lizard prone would do much.
I don't know. I think everybody gets prone rules. So I guess like prone for a lizard is like on its back or something.
Okay. Well, then she wants to go to a lizard that is 20 feet away and go pounce on it.
Okay. I should have made notes about how big this table is.
You got to watch out for those lizards that have 20 feet there.
That point, isn't it just a centipede? I don't really make these distinctions.
It's very impressive when it goes prone, though.
Also, does a 14 hit a lizard?
First, I'm trying to decide, figure out where Justice is. I think Justice could probably get to Georg's lizard in 20 feet.
So she wants at least 20 feet.
Oh, okay. But more is okay?
More is okay.
Okay. Yeah. Then I think any of the... So maybe she would probably go for the ones that were attacking you?
Yeah, she likes me.
Okay.
I see how it is.
You got all that armor.
As established.
I guess that's true.
Okay, she's going to go for the one that you hit with the thunderbolt. So you said it's a 14?
Yeah, she rolled okay.
Yeah, that hits.
Hold on, I heard that. DM said it was a thunderbolt. You got a lot more D6s to roll.
Yeah? Thunder, what is it? Thunderclap. Thunderclap.
Thunderclap.
No take backsies. Come on. Fine. Still a thunderclap.
We will have named the spell like Thunder Everything by the time this...
The Thunder Splash.
All right, so that's 4 points of damage to the lizard from the claw. Now the lizard has to make a DC 12 strength saving throw or else it's tummy up.
Okay. Strength?
Yes. So, you know, it might make it, but we can hope.
16?
Damn it.
No.
So Justice pounces and tries to flip the lizard, but it does not flip.
Why does flip the lizard sound like something that we shouldn't say in this forum?
Next up is Anna Blondley. What is she going to do?
Really don't like it when you say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this menu, so many choices.
She is not excited about your thunder thing.
Uh-oh.
And so all of a sudden...
If she's casting a spell, I'm holding a counterspell.
Yeah, she's very clearly doing a spell.
All right. Using my knowledge, do I have any indication of what sort of spell it is?
I guess roll an arcana?
Bad? Oh, actually bad. Thought I was good at that. 15.
I'm going to say you got it. From the way that she's chanting, it seems like it is a conjuration.
I don't need her conjuring stuff. That seems like she doesn't need help. She's got lizards. What does she need help for?
What does this look like? She's chanting, says some words that sound to you like the beginning of a conjuration spell.
I'm just going to yell out, no, 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 no.
Those are the words for the counters.
There's like a flash of like green light and yeah, like her spell fizzles.
Does she know that? I guess you yelled, no.
Oh, yeah. So. She not only does she know, if she has a counter spell, she can counter my counter spell or try to.
I don't have the patience for this.
You should have patience. I'm helping you. She was targeting you with conjuration. She's going to like disappear you to another realm or something.
No. I don't have an urge to slap you. I'm simply saying her countering your counter to her counter of the goat's counter is just, can't do it.
You've activated my trap counter.
I'd like to establish that counterspell always has a thematic echo. She coughs a bit, and a spectral sword comes out of her mouth and falls on the floor with a clunk, and then disappears. And then she looks at you, Rupert, and snarls.
There we go. You all were wondering what I got. That's what I got. I can waste exactly one of her turns.
And Eldritch Blast.
It's all up to the rest of you now.
Half an Eldritch Blast.
Had I been economical with my spells before, then maybe there would have been more. But let's just face it, that's not my character.
It's more like an Eldritch Blah.
Okay. Up next is Eurekus.
Yes, bardic inspiration for everybody, because I love you all.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about everyone.
I don't want you to die. The creature can add it to an ability check, attack roll, before knowing the outcome.
Can you do that to a bunch of creatures or just one?
It's just one, sadly.
Oh, it's just one?
Yeah, it's a creature other than yourself.
Oh, I thought I could give it to everybody.
You can, it's just going to take a long time.
Right. Well, wait, I do Mantle of Inspiration. That's a bonus action. 8 temporary hit points to up to 4 creatures. You can see each creature can immediately use its reaction to move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
Would you like to give it to the other people in the...
Help me!
So you've got 3 other people that are in your party. Who else would you like to give it to?
Justice?
Just pick 4 of your followers.
Yeah. I don't know if like York really deserves it. I will give you one though. You're welcome.
Thanks, I guess.
That's the inspiring thing you say to cause this effect. You're like, I don't know if Gorg deserves this.
He made good coffee earlier, so I guess I owe you one.
I feel like I've really given myself this inspiration by making the coffee earlier. That's what I feel. But I guess that's just what an inspiring person does. Makes you feel good about what you already did.
If I use her thing that she granted to back away from the lizard, am I going to trigger an attack of opportunity?
Move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
Great. Then I want to get as far away from this lizard action as possible.
I would also like to move using my, it was reaction. I would like to move to the sorceress and away from the annoying lizard at my feet.
Well, you, just so you know, you heard the snapping from the other side, so that you are moving towards 2 lizards as well.
Hey, you know, it's better than the one lizard that keeps biting my ankles.
I would like to move too, but I can't because I already used my reaction.
Everybody got their 8 temporary hit points?
Like those.
Got them now. Thank you. I almost forgot.
You're welcome.
Justice got them too. What else would you like to do?
Ooh, thank you for asking. I'd like to do an enthralling performance.
Okay, that takes a minute, right?
Yes, is that too long?
So I think enthralling performance doesn't work if you are currently engaged in battle with them, does it?
Oh.
I mean, I guess if you want to spend 10 rounds doing nothing but talking to people. I'd put that down in the bad idea realm.
I already regret saving you, Georg.
I know.
Though it would be pretty funny if you, like, just pull out, you know, whatever instrument and are, like, singing and everyone's like, you're like, I did my part. You have your hit points.
You're like, just hold them back for, like, 9 more rounds.
If you would like to do that for the next 10 rounds, you can start doing that now. Yes.
I feel like that's maybe not a great idea.
A suggestion.
What would you suggest?
If you want to do something that does basically that.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
No, literally the spell suggestion.
Oh, wait, the spell suggestion?
Do you have the spell suggestion?
Oh, hey, I do have suggestion.
You could literally tell her to go to your home and she'll have to leave the tower just like you were about to.
Oh, that'd be so ironic.
Maybe not with the letting her know where your home is, though. Just putting that out there.
I guess that's a good way to test if she already knows, though. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm reading this description. It says I can lie. So I could tell the sorceress, I apologize. Please stop attacking us.
Whoa. Plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
This is going to be really awkward when I punch her in the face.
Yeah. You actually, yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. Okay.
You could end this combat and then see what all of us meatheads do about it. Don't know about Georg, but I feel another surprise round coming on.
Yeah, it's sweet that you trust us.
So I'm not going to trick you here based on the rules. I will let you know. Excellent plan. I would remember, though, that the suggestion, the person will do the course of action. And if they can do that, they will just do it. And then the spell ends. So you might want to phrase it in a way that isn't so easily completable.
The spell can last up to 8 hours, too. So it could be a really hard task.
I could send her to the great gambling hall, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she would enjoy some gambling.
Tell her to close her eyes and plug her ears for 8 hours.
I like that. Can I do that?
I mean, it is true that she recently got hit with a pretty loud sound that hurt.
Yeah, yeah. It's super reasonable. We're just looking out for you.
So do keep in mind the way the spell reads, if she takes any damage, or if we damage her, rather, then she is not going to keep doing the suggestion.
Well, we could just stop attacking her, right? Can we manage our adrenaline? Can we ground our energy a little bit?
It sounded like there was going to be some wisdom checks coming up for that.
It might be safer to send her away. Can you get her the hell out of here so that we can't attack her?
Okay, so not to the Great Gambling Hall, probably.
I'd like her to not be somewhere that we are.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll tell her you should walk the opposite direction of the Great Gambling Hall, because gambling is a dangerous habit that has ruined people's lives, and we all want to walk out of here peacefully.
Give her a time limit. Make it so one step doesn't count.
Oh, for the next 8 hours.
Yeah, I guess you could just say, I'd like you to get as far from it as you can.
I think that's concise.
She said walk for 8 hours. That was what I heard. Maybe she can teleport like that.
I like that teleport idea. I'd be like, teleport as far away as you can, as many times as you can.
Maybe just get as far away from us as you can. That way, whatever method is most expedient for her.
Oh, yeah, for the next 8 hours, right?
Well, you don't even have to, like, you could just say.
If she can teleport, then she could just come back in the same method, right? I like the walk plan. There's a desert here. Walking is like, it's a pain.
Well, first of all, we're doing an awful lot of spell management for one character.
That's true.
But the thing is,
so much pressure. Okay, I do a hair flip first, and then I say, get as far away from us as you can for 1,000 years.
So, like, if she, like, this is all happening, like, 1,000 years ago, right? Anna Blondley is going to, like, show up at Harmony's house.
Better say 1,001 years, just in case.
1,001 years.
Yeah, makes it so much better. All I can say is I'm going to be really disappointed if she makes her wisdom save.
Yeah, okay, so... Okay, target gets a wisdom saving throw.
Does the target get disadvantaged because of how funny it is?
Not needed, it turns out. I'm assuming that you have a spell save higher than 9.
Save DC is 15.
Yeah, okay, so 9 does not make it. So you all hear Eureka's doing this.
As well as have a 10-minute conversation about the best way. And like,
yeah.
Longest 6 seconds of my life.
Normally, we'd have to wait for her turn to do this, but I'm going to say that it's going to happen because it's funny. She looks over at the door, and this shimmering mist spins up around her.
Counterspell. I got this, guys. Sorry, continue, Dan.
Make sure she walks.
And the mist poofs away. You hear her over by the door with another puff of mist. And she opens up the door and runs out.
Woo-hoo! We did it. We lived. Yay.
This may be the best outcome I could have imagined for this entire scenario.
Look, we got us a whole tower.
I know, right? You know, we could have just suggested that now we own the tower, but no, this was better.
You're welcome, Georg.
Now we know her weakness. Tell her to do whatever we want.
Her weakness. Wisdom saving throws.
So, yeah, I guess we're out of initiative order now. Except that there are lizards still around.
Yes.
But I think with her going out the door, the lizards are going to scurry away towards a grating near the...
Quick, grab one. We need to interrogate them.
Near the far wall.
Who do you want, Solar?
Let's not do this again.
They don't talk.
You mean that
this
in the
is
sense...
what we've learned. This is what we've learned out of all this.
You mean that not in the sense that animals don't talk, but rather as in they'll never talk.
They don't give me useful information.
Screaming at the lizard, it rolls its eyes. It's like, who do you freaking think, man?
Okay, so do you all let them go?
No, I really like that this lizard partakes in mirror weed. That's great.
Do you let them go?
I am willing to let them go.
Justice is sad, but she'll get off the lizard.
Take a half-hearted bite at it as it goes by. But
more like a claw swipe that kind of misses.
Okay. Okay. Lizards run off, and you are in a tower. So this has all taken, like, you know, theoretically, like 6 seconds. So it happened fast. Tagok is just staring at the door.
Oh, man, that whole, like, dramatic turning around and saying, I'm back, so justified now.
Really good, yeah. That's kind of impressive. Made you look like a real badass.
Thank you.
Like, you come back, she leaves. Wow.
I'm like, oh, man, all the Eureka's rumors were true.
Georg steps a little lightly around you. He is going to step, though, towards Helena and cast a Cure Wounds on her. I'll use the second level. And that is...
I believe these are coffee poultices, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I keep saying the spells. I really got to do this thing. Okay. So, yeah, I pull out a really good coffee poultice and hand it over. It'll soak in. And just wipe away, let's say, if we were going to use numbers here, 17-ish points of damage.
Nice. I feel much better.
Excellent. Yeah, you were looking rough.
I mean, careful there.
Sorry. I didn't mean to imply anything.
So I think that might be a good place to leave it, unless anyone else has... things that they would like to do before we...
Yeah, no, we're just... We got 1,000 years to search this tower for loot. We're set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So what I'm going to do so that I forget it before next time is praise Eurekas. Say thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
And scene.
Aw, love stories.
It's all because I can forget it before next time.
That's how we work.
You will never be allowed to forget that.
No.
Yes. Wait.
Oh, you want me to take out the garbage? Remember when I saved your life?
No, I don't recall.
I suggest you recall for the next 1,000 years.
Wow, I'm going to have a really good memory for the next 8 hours or so.
Unfortunately, if she does you any emotional damage, that'll...
I think she just has an aura of emotional damage.
Excuse me? First. Wow.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
Lizards are cute.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Dawn as Georg.
Surprise, there's a lizard under your table.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles, but it's just one picture of his cat's eye and a drinking bird sipping a cocktail. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
Not according to my handy shorthand in... this thing I'm looking at.
Silas Silver as Vafras, as Callum as Rufert.
There's the Warlock counterspell, which is just Eldritch Blast.
Check out his RPG, where you get the good parts of roleplay faster at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
Failed to not escalate visit with sorceress.
Find him at markefair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Find me on Instagram at thatdamnlich. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitz-Wong, rhymes with hit song. Hear more at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links to more of their work at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
Yeah, 9 points of thunder to anybody within 5 feet of me.
They knocked prone or anything like that?
Not according to my handy shorthand in this thing I'm looking at.
There's a different thunder spell that knocks things prone. This is not that one.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a cantrip, so.
So probably
expected
not.
For me a lot.
This is a thunder wave, right?
Thunderclap.
No. Thunderclap. All
thunder,
right.
I think thunder wave is the one that does the prone knocking.
Hold on, I heard that. DM said it was a thunderbolt. You got a lot more D6s to roll.
Okay. Thunder, what is it? Thunderclap.
No take backsies, come on. Fine, still a thunderclap.
We will have named the spell like thunder everything by the time this...
The thunder splash.